This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Vaccine tests on younger children.
Yeah, we'll take the vaccine any day over the potential downsides of COVID.
Forced to land.
Intercepting a civilian airliner is an act of aerial piracy.
Yearbook photos altered.
It was just completely unfair and I was horrified.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For the first time since last June, the seven-day U.S. average for coronavirus cases is below 30,000 a day, and nearly 50% of Americans have received at least one COVID vaccine shot. CBS's Jamie Yukis has the latest this morning on a vaccination study involving kids as young as 6 months old.
For parents Ottavio and Zaneta Good, the first step to getting back out into the world was getting their family vaccinated.
Ouch.
Their sons, 3-year-old Andal and 8-month-old Soren, were among the first kids under the age of 5 to receive the Pfizer vaccine. Zaneta, who has a PhD in immunology, felt confident about signing her kids up for the phase 1 clinical trial at Stanford.
It's like the key for us to feel good and safe about our kids.
Dr. Yvonne Maldonado is overseeing the trial, which will help researchers determine dosing.
Children frequently respond to lower doses with good immune responses.
Zaneta says Andal and Soren were given 1/10 of an adult dose.
Did your kids have any side effects?
Not anything major.
Some teenagers have shown signs of heart inflammation after getting a vaccine shot. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
The complication of myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, is seen with COVID-19 infection as well as many other viral infections. It is critical to note that it is a lot more common with viral infections such as COVID-19 than it is with the vaccine.
The Wall Street Journal reports 3 researchers from the Wuhan Institute of Virology got sick and sought hospital care weeks before China first revealed the coronavirus outbreak. It's likely to add to the calls for an investigation to see if the virus escaped from the lab. Now, the story of a passenger jet from Athens bound for Lithuania that was forced to land in Belarus under a fighter jet escort.
Condemnation from the U.S. and EU leaders are meeting to discuss possible sanctions, which are unlikely to deter Belarus's authoritarian leader, says this former U.K. ambassador.
You can do things like block off flight areas, you can stop flights, but I doubt very much if Alexander Lukashenko gives 2 hoots for anything like that.
The opposition journalist taken off the plane after the Lithuania-bound flight was forced to divert to Belarus could face the death penalty. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In the Middle East, the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding. CBS's Holly Williams is in Gaza.
Sarah is 4 years old and has a spinal injury. Collateral damage in a war she's too young to understand. We felt an explosion over our heads. I picked her up and ran into the street. Her mother, Lena, told us. What did she do to deserve this? Her doctors say she'll never walk again. On the streets of Gaza, they're still sifting through the wreckage of splintered homes and lives. And yet Hamas celebrated the ceasefire with a victory parade.
In Central Africa, at least 15 people are dead in the eruption of a volcano in the Democratic Republic of Congo. In Italy, a 5-year-old boy is hospitalized with broken bones, the lone survivor of a cable car crash that killed 14 people. In northwestern China, the weather suddenly turned bad. Strong winds, freezing rain, and hail during a mountain marathon. As temperatures plunged, competitors died. Champion runners were among the 21 who lost their lives. Hundreds of people were involved in the effort to rescue others. Marching in Minneapolis. All to mark tomorrow's 1-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. Floyd's sister Bridget called for police reform.
It has been a painful year.
When this happened, I didn't think I could go on.
Other events are planned for today and tomorrow. Outrage at a high school in Northeast Florida. 80 students had their yearbook photos digitally altered without their consent. In most cases, ninth grader Riley O'Keefe says clothes were added to pictures of girls who had low necklines or exposed shoulders.
They looked at our bodies and thought that just a little bit of skin showing was sexual, but then they looked at the boys for the swim team photos and other sports photos and thought that that was fine.
This parent is okay with what was done.
Parents aren't teaching at home how daughters should dress and dress decently, then the school has to parent.
The school district says the teacher who oversaw the yearbook decided some students did not meet the dress code, and if they want, they can turn the yearbook in and get their money back. At age 50, Phil Mickelson won the PGA Championship.
Biggest moment of a legendary career. Phil defeats Father Time.
Jim Nantz called it on CBS Sports. Mickelson had to make it through a mob of fans who swarmed the 18th green to capture his two-shot win.
I don't think I've ever had an experience like that, so thank you for that. slightly unnerving, but exceptionally awesome, so thank you.
He's the oldest man to win a major golf tournament, number six for him. Well, it's an 80th birthday today for Bob Dylan.
All the times they are a change.
He became known to the world as the poet laureate of the turbulent 1960s.
How many roads must a man walk down?
Bob Dylan has been an integral part of the music scene for more than a half century.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
He is the definitive songwriter, certainly of the last 50 years.
Anthony DeCurtis is with Rolling Stone magazine.
Everybody knows the protest songs, but really he's written amazing rock songs, you know, like a Rolling Stone. He's written beautiful ballads, just like a woman.
She makes love just like a woman.
There are more than 600 Bob Dylan songs. His most iconic composition?
If I had to pick one right now, I would say Blowin' in the Wind.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
The Billboard Music Awards on ABC turned into a family affair.
Cover me in sunshine.
Pink won the Icon Award and wowed with her 8-year-old daughter Willow and a gravity-defying aerial performance. Drake picked up top streaming prize, hoisting his 3-year-old son Adonis in his arms.
I want to dedicate this award to you.
Young rapper Pop Smoke, killed during a home invasion robbery, won 5 prizes posthumously. His mother accepted.
He did this so that 14-year-olds would not have to kill to prove they are somebody.
After being shut out of the Grammys, The Weeknd swept the billboards with 10 awards and promised the red jacket and battered face prosthetics are gone.
The after hours are done and the dawn is coming.
Morgan Wallen won top country honors despite being banned from attending after he was caught using a racial slur. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.